Farmers battle Mother Nature again. Welcome and hello, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Well, it'll probably get some blooms we got here at the greenhouse and all, and strawberries. We'll have to try to water those, and hopefully the wind don't blow too much. I don't know exactly what we'll do. We'll just have to wait and see. Try to do the best we can and hope for the best.
Producer Joe Couch staying optimistic that this cold snap will have a minimal effect with his fruit crops on his farm in Hawkins County. The main concern is with his strawberries and weeping cherry trees. Now, at the Middle Tennessee Research and Education Center in Spring Hill, the peach trees there are in a really vulnerable stage right now, and researcher Frank Musgrave says they are manning their frost protection system today and tomorrow to try and save what they can.
One way that we go about doing, about protecting against that, we have a irrigation system that we run over the top of it. It sprays water onto it, and it keeps that bud temperature above the freezing temperature. But with the wind, with the high winds and the temperatures getting below 30 degrees, that control for, you know, frost protection really does not work with the high winds. We are scared that we might have a pretty good loss on our fruit buds this year.
And Musgrave says that unlike 2 years ago, the cold snap should be short-lived, but there could still be considerable damage.
With the midday temperatures getting up, you know, to mid-40s for both days, so like you said, the actual temperatures below the freezing mark would only be for a couple of hours, so that's not as harmful to them as if it had stayed, you know, below freezing for, say, 2 days.
Now, some apple trees will most likely take a hit from the frost as well, but some strawberry growers we spoke with say their plants haven't started blooming much yet, and they should be fine, but still at least another day of freezing temperatures expected tomorrow morning, and there's still a chance for another late frost that could occur on into May in Tennessee, but hopefully tomorrow will be the last one. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.